Well, screening in this year's next category, the film Drunktown's Finest, is director Sydney Freeland's first feature film. She joins us now in the studio. Good morning, Sydney, and thanks for being with us.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
So tell, what is Drunktown's Finest it's about? It's part of the, like I mentioned, the next category, which is usually reserved for competition-type films with a lower budget.
Yeah, I believe so. You know, it's a coming-of-age story about three different characters who represent three different genders, you know, a male, a female, and a transgender character. And it just so happens that they are all Native American, and it takes place on an Indian reservation.
All right. So why your interest in this? I mean, is it writing from personal experience or?
Yeah, you know, I'm Native American myself. I was born and raised on the reservation, and you know, I wanted to tell a story, you know, about the people and the places that I knew growing up, and then also sort of show how diverse the reservation is, you know. And so part of the reason of these three characters was to show, you know, they represent three very different communities, and you get to see how they all interact and intersect with each other.
Yeah, well, certainly, I mean, there aren't many films with Native Americans as lead characters. So in terms of the eventual, I guess as a filmmaker, you would say it doesn't matter what nationality they are. It's a story regardless. But does that make it difficult, though, for you to find audiences for it?
Going into it, it was just about sort of wanting to tell the best possible story that we could tell, you know? Mm-hmm. And so there are specifics, you know, about the film. You know, it's a Native American, you know, centered story. There's 36 speaking roles in the film. 32 of them are Native American, which worked out really nicely. And 18 of those are specifically Navajo, which is the tribe represented in the film. But it was important for me to cast Native actors, and like specifically people who were sort of familiar with the reservation, because they had to bring a certain dynamic to the film. Like, you know, it had to be grounded in a sort of sense of reality. You know, I didn't want like central casting coming out from Santa Monica and pretending that they were born and raised on the reservation. So,
yeah. Was that a challenge though, to get permission to film on the reservation, or because you're a resident, it's not a big deal?
No, it was actually, there was some concern that it would be very challenging, but you know, I work in the film industry in LA, and you know, it's funny, like you go to LA and you knock on someone's door and ask to shoot on their front lawn, and you know, people are very jaded, you know, and they'll pull out a contract and say, you know, okay, I need this, this, and this, and I need all this other stuff. You know, you go on the reservation, knock on someone's door, and like, hey, do you mind if we shoot in your front yard? And then they make you lunch, you know. So it was everyone was very open and very receptive.
Yeah. So was this home for you? I mean, this is where you grew up, was where you filmed, or?
Oh, yeah, yeah. We actually shot in my hometown of Gallup, New Mexico.
Okay. So you knew some of the characters then? I mean, hired, I guess, some of the actors?
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, I've been gone for like 10 years. So you know, we did some open casting calls in Gallup, in Santa Fe, in Albuquerque. We shot the whole film in New Mexico, Gallup, Española, and Santa Fe. But we got a lot of local talent. You know, I was really happy how that worked out.
And talk a little bit about the title, because I know, you know, I don't know if you've seen the Amish film, Devil's Playground, but I'm pretty sure that title didn't go over so well initially with the Amish community and obviously with Drunktown Finest. Did you run into opposition with that, or what is the meaning behind the title?
So, you know, the title has a lot of personal meaning for me. You know, I was born and raised in Gallup, and Gallup is a border town to the Navajo Reservation. And so in the late 80s, early 90s, it sort of became notorious for these high rates of alcoholism. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I was only in elementary school at the time. And I remember like 2020, the ABC show 2020 came and did a segment called Drunktown USA. And, you know, like I said, I was in elementary school, but I was like, why is this like big film crew coming from LA and they're just like filming the drunks, you know, like they should go to like my auntie's house and go film her, 'cause she's like kind of awesome, you know?
That's great.
And so that was, you know, once I started writing the script, you know, and once I left the reservation, I sort of realized how kind of like severe the situation was. But once I started writing the story and everything, I kept going, sort of going back to that. And so that was sort of the genesis of the story, was to like try to take these three characters and just drop them into a similar environment and have them trying to sort of escape it.
Yeah. I noticed in some of the notes here that you actually participated in the Sundance Institute Native American Lab. Was it for this film back in 2009?
Yes. I participated in the Native Lab, which is run by Bird Running Water, who is a large, you know, he's a big reason why this film got made, along with our producer, Chad Burris. And then I did the Screenwriters Lab, the Directors Lab, the Composers Lab, and the Producer Summit.
Wow.
Yeah, so all with Drunktown, yes.
Oh, well, good. So it was kind of like took the village to help make the movie there.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, it's the what the story was going into the labs and coming out is, you know, 180 degrees.
Wow. Well, congratulations to you. You've got a final screening again tonight as well. That's happening at 5:30 p.m. at the Prospector Square Theater. The best of luck to you. Again, that's the Sydney Freeland. She's the director of the film Drunktown's Finest. Thanks for being with us this morning.
Thanks for having me.
And that's a wrap for this year's Sundance Reel. A big thank you to all of my co-hosts, including you, Mark. Thanks for being with us this morning.
Thanks for having me.
This is KPCW Park City. It's 10 o'clock, time for news.